The recordings have been started. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Apollo monthly call on 19th of May 2016. On the call today, we have Sirinush Vodanyan, Anupam Agrawal, Maureen Hilliard, Satish Babu, Ali Al-Mishal, Yane Galstian, Sam Gounder, Yasuchi Kitamura, Pavan Budrani, Cheryl Langdon-Oh, Will Tibbin, and Tomohiro Fujisaki. We have no one on the Chinese channel as yet. We received apologies from Khalil Khan, Nadira Al-Araj, Holly Raish, Amal Sakaf, and Hong Su. From staff, we have Sylvia Vivanko and myself, Matthew Peregrin. And our interpreters today are Jesse Doherty and Yi Johnson. I would like you all to please remember to state your names before speaking for transcription purposes, and also to speak slowly and steadily so the interpreters can do their job. Thank you ever so much, and over to you, Sirinush. Sirinush, you might be muted. At all, Sirinush appears to have dropped. We'll just be dialing her back. We'll have you back. Have her back in a second. Apologies for this. Maureen, I don't know if you've noticed, this is an appeal from staff. Sirinush has asked in the chat if you could maybe take the floor to start the updates while we get Sirinush reconnected.
That'll be great. No, thank you. Natalie. I'll begin with that. This is Maureen for the record. I get this task sort of like every so often, and I hope that you can understand what it is that I'm talking about. When I'm going through the policy statement, if you have a look on the agenda that was there, the very first one was to look at looking at the budget for the financial year of 2016 to 2017. And the ALAC has already made a comment, made a statement related to the budget. But a particular interest that I wanted to raise with you was an appendix to the budget request by the ALAC to the Budget Committee, which is related to a particular interest to us as ALSs, and it's a special request to consider a multi-year plan to take into account holding a general assembly for each of the RALOs within a certain time frame. And I think that the usual practice is that every 5 years there are about one or two general assemblies each year, and in the fifth year there's a summit. The last time the RALO had a general assembly was in Beijing in 2013, and we planned to have another one in Abu Dhabi in 2017. So there's that four-year gap, and then the following year, I'm assuming, I think it's 2018 or 19 is the next summit that's due. If we can get the board to agree to a multi-year program multi-year budget for this program, it means that the ALAC and ALSs don't have to go cap in hand every time we want to help hold a general assembly or a summit, because it will be part of the of ICANN's operational budget. So it is something that is a proposal that has gone in. It's part of the financial year 17 proposals, and I believe that it's being considered as we speak. I'm just trying to locate the original. Okay. The next item that I wanted to have a little talk about was statements that are in process at the moment. The request for input in the next generation RDS to replace the WHOS PDP. Now, one of the things that you're going to find, of course, for anyone who's new, I'm talking to you, Sam, is that you'll come across a whole lot of acronyms which will just roll off your tongue after a while, but they are, a little bit difficult to sort of get a handle on initially. But in this particular, activity, the ADAC has been asked to comment on this next generation registration directory services. In April last year, the board asked the GNSO if they would establish another PDP, which is a process of the policy development process. Tripping over my tongue here, and it shows. And the PDP has been established to define why it's important to collect and to maintain and provide registration data, and also what safeguards are necessary to protect that data. Now, this is a new policy, and it sort of stems from what was actually was carried out by the Who Is PDP working group. But in the interim, there was another working party happening. It was called the Expert Working Group, and they created a whole lot of recommendations based on, and that will actually form the basis of this new GTLD policy. If for those who are interested in the whole Who Is process and what used to be called the Who Is, and the recommendations that the ALAC and other ICANN advisory committees and supporting organisations are going to be asked to comment on, it may be important for you to read through that expert working group final report, which will provide the basis of all that. The next request for input is the new GTLD subsequent procedures activity, which interestingly is related to a gathering of historical data and comments and statements that have been made during the development of the GTLD policy. And we've got a pretty high-powered ALAC team working on this particular input document with Alan, Cheryl and Olivier. Alan is the current chair, but Cheryl and Olivier have been previous chairs of the ALAC. And they're putting this document together, and it will be hundreds and hundreds, I would say, of comments and statements that have been made to do with the new GTLD process. Going on a little bit further, we've got some comments, requests, which the leadership team discussed and have decided that perhaps they may not require any input from the ALAC. We haven't given any statements ourselves to things like the root zone label generation rules, or where there are the second one, which is specific top-level domain. So we've given those ones, passed those on to the other people who will actually comment on those. And finally, there are two quite new, the new ICANN bylaws that is sort of like it's come about after like a year and a half or whatever, how long it's taken, the IANA stewardship and the Enhancing ICANN Accountability groups working together on the final document, which went to the board in March this year and then on to the US government. But what has happened as a result, of course, of the new development has been changes in the way that ICANN will operate and the bylaws that are required to make sure that they're doing what it is that they say they were going to do in this new plan. And so there's been a tribe of lawyers who've worked on this, on the bylaws, and what the ACs and SOs are being asked to do now is to comment. Now, we don't have anyone who's been specifically assigned to this particular public comment activity, but we've had several people on the ALAC mailing list making comments, and no doubt there'll be someone who'll come out of that one. And if anybody's interested in ICANN bylaws and would like to just click onto that link and make a comment, please do. The final one is a very interesting one. It's new. I only sort of like came upon it when I was having to put these notes together. But it is looking at there is an ICANN expected standards of behaviours policy, and it's being revised, and it's being revised to improve the standards and set out an affirmative expectation that harassment of participants in the multi-stakeholder community will not be accepted. So that is what that particular public comment request is about. So if you're interested in that, we'd be very pleased to hear from you. Are there any questions? That's me.
Maureen, thank you very much. This is Siranush. I have a couple of questions, but before going to that, I'll give the floor to Cheryl. Cheryl, please.
Thank you very much, Siranush. Hopefully I can be heard clearly. Let me know in the chat. Natalie, yes, it's a problem for interpreters. Just a couple of points on... my birdie background is going to start. Wonderful. Just a couple of points on some of the things that Maureen mentioned. At this stage, with regards to the request for input for new GTLD subsequent procedures, I can understand based on this why Maureen assumed we were just doing an archival review. In fact, the work of this work group is going to be far more extensive than that, and we'll be looking at everything, including what may or may not happen when and if new rounds for GTLDs come out, how they will be managed, what changes need to be made. There's a heap of work to happen. Our beginning point, however, is the looking at what has happened in the, I guess you can call it, current round, and how the procedures leading up to that worked or did not work. And so it's with that historical perspective, just for this beginning stage of our work, that we've made this request for input. That said, we will be wanting at later points a lot more engagement and input with the work of this this work group, and whilst I'm not suggesting that ALAO puts in any sort of commentary specific to our region in response to this, I would certainly like us to start thinking about and perhaps encouraging some of our willing mentees to get engaged with the long, and it will be long, policy development process that this work group is going to be engaged in. So I just didn't want to miss the opportunity of that advertising. And obviously Alan, Olivier and I would be more than happy to assist, and I can take a specific regional role with anyone that's put their name forward. The only other one I wanted to mention specifically was the brand new one which Maureen referred to, the revision to ICANN, expected standards of behaviours. I believe that the ALAC will probably put in a generically supportive, very short comment, which considering the change of the text in this is highly appropriate. But it would be good if you could instruct your RALO representative on the ALAC to make specific commentary from our regional point of view, if that is possible. So that's something that perhaps the leadership team, based on my recommendation here today and with regards to any input that our ALS reps on this call or perhaps even on the list might give us. The reason I'm suggesting that is the reason that this is a necessity is a mismatch in cultural awareness and the diversity of cultural expectations and norms that I would suspect our region has a greater effect of than any other. In Europe, for example, they're relatively homogeneous in their high sensitivities to being politically correct, almost overcautiously. But in our region, we have a quite diverse set of cultural norms and expected behaviours between castes, cultures, creeds, religions and genders. And I think we probably should make some sort of, you know, warm and fuzzy and affirming statement that this is an important matter and that we as a region would be interested in seeing some particular guidelines developed as well as this new text and the expectations. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Cheryl. Thank you for this important intervention. I just would like to draw your attention once again to the public comments needed. The deadline for new ICANN bylaws closes in 2 days. So this probably an answer to Hong's also question, which Natalie posted in the space, that is there submission of from ALAC the comment on new bylaws or no? So the deadline is still there. And Natalie, if you can respond to Hong with that. And I also thank Hong for the report that LSS in China just organized a community workshop on ICANN proposed new bylaws, and they discussed this issue there. And would be great if they put this as a comment to that public. As a public comment. And also the revision of ICANN extended standards of behavior. We still have almost a month to go for comments. So please visit the space and provide your comments to that. There is another issue which may be interesting for our RALOs. This is the, Maureen mentioned this proposal for multi-year planning of at-large RALO face-to-face meetings. This means that if currently it is approved by ALAC, but we are still expecting the final board decision on that. I'm not sure if there is any response to that. I'll come back to staff for that. But if this will be approved, we need to know if for the next Asia-Pacific region, which is just yesterday we knew that it will be next one, literally after Helsinki. So if there is a possibility for our RALO to organize face-to-face general assembly for our LSs in India. So if staff can respond on that, that would be great.
Hello.
Okay, I see. Yes, Sylvia, please.
Yes, this is Sylvia Vivanco.
At this moment, I don't have precise information to share, but I have taken this as an action item to follow up with Heidi, who is more aware of all the details related to the fiscal year and other reports.
Thank you. Okay, so Cheryl already mentioned that there is no opportunity for GA in Hyderabad. This is unfortunately for our region, because I hope that we would be able to do face-to-face there. But anyway, as soon as we get the final decision, and please note this in action item to follow up with Heidi as well, so we can get the response, official response. So I know Cheryl has all the power to have the official information. Yes, I think that there will be another opportunity through fellowship or through NextGen. So I at least hope that our LSS will apply to fellowship and NextGen and will be able to come there. Anyway, this is an urgent information for us to finalize, as we need to start and to start our preparatory work for the next ICANN meeting in Asia Pacific. We'll come back to that later in our agenda. For now, I would like to thank Maureen. If there is no questions to Maureen, I know Maureen, I asked you on spot to do the update, as Holly was apology for this call, and thank you for this detailed explanation of current public comments and policy advice stuff. Okay, if there is no any additional questions to that, I'll go to agenda item 3, which is Ekurhuleu Regional Elections 2016. Natalie posted the link to that. Thank you, Natalie. And I would like to thank Ekurhuleu LSS for once again for their confidence in current leadership team. We received a lot of support, and thank you for that. And I hope that we'll continue working with the same enthusiasm and even more responsiveness to what we are going to do. And I also would like to congratulate all current leadership team with the new with the new term. So we'll see, we'll be talking about new activities coming up. So just as a result of these elections, Sylvia, I wanted to ask if there is any follow-up or the final information when it will be posted in the wiki, if you have any information for our LSS to know.
In terms of, we have noted the wiki that all the candidates were selected by acclamation, as there was only one candidate per position, and you already sent an announcement to the mailing list, to the Ekurhuleu mailing list, so the procedure, from the procedural point of view, is completed.
Okay, thank you very much, Sylvia. So the procedure with elections in Ekurhuleu is completed, and the next stage of working stage is starting. Thank you, Sylvia. So the next agenda item is the Ekurhuleu strategy for 2017. As you know, starting from last year, each Ekurhuleu is preparing its strategy, and throughout the whole year, we are keeping ourselves to that, we are sticking ourselves to that strategy. So just to provide an update that the Ekurhuleu leadership team is in the process of writing the new strategy for the next fiscal year, which starts from July 1st and will end on June 30th, 2017. And with the new changes of the next Asia-Pacific region, we also will provide input in our strategy related to that, as we are going to organize several activities in Asia Pacific region, as usual when I can take place in our region. And also, there is a new approach which Ikaralo Leadership Team came with, is mentorship program. We decided each of us who currently holds any position started a couple of years ago to become a part of leadership team. So, but it's also important to bring newcomers and new blood to the field, and with that, we decided to initiate this mentorship program to start preparing somehow the newcomers for them being able to start with the new term when the new elections will be there. So there are, if I'm not mistaken, 8 people expressed their willingness to be a part of this mentorship program, which is great from our LSs, which means that we have in Ikaralo or LSs many people who are interested to come and take over the responsibility, as this is really a huge responsibility, except the timing, which we usually spend on different activities, but this is also a huge responsibility. So we, as leadership team, will meet in Helsinki and will finalize this strategy. And by July 1st, we need to be this strategy to be approved by global stakeholders team in Asia Pacific, and we'll be sharing this strategy as usual with our LSs. And if there is anybody would like to think about what the major part or what areas can be included in our strategy to be covered during the next year, you are more than welcome to provide your input. And staff will be creating the wiki space for mentorship program as well. And we will put the names of those who express their willingness to be a part of this. And we'll also invite input from other people as well to post in that wiki space how they see or how their own vision of mentorship program. And this program is a new initiative. So if you see the space where we will be more successful, you are more than welcome to provide your input. Anupam is asking, is there some kind of strategy document in place? Anupam, there is strategy document for fiscal year 16, but the new strategy for 17 is not in place because we are in the process of preparation. And as I said, the strategy will be in power, so-called, since July 1st, and by that time we will finalize it. And fortunately, we'll meet in Helsinki in person with the leadership team. So there will be no Ikaralo Mafi call in person, face-to-face in Helsinki, but we'll discuss it with leadership team and come up with a final strategy document. So it will be shared with all ALSs, and it will be available in all our online spaces. Any questions related to strategy for fiscal year 17 and mentorship program? I don't see any hands raised. So let's move to another agenda item, which was posted yesterday. It's ICANN 57 meeting in Asia Pacific. So as you all know, Puerto Rico, which is in North America, was changed because of Zika virus, and the next ICANN meeting, 57, and it will be the biggest meeting, will be in India, Hyderabad. So it is in Asia Pacific, and it means that we need to start now. And the important step for us to identify and to finalize how many ALSs will be there, how many will be there in person, how many can be funded through different opportunities. So I encourage our ALSs, as initially we have the information that there might not be any General Assembly there because of this limited time. So I encourage our LSs to apply for fellowship opportunities and be able to come to Asia, to India, Hyderabad, as many LSs as possible. But we also will come up, we'll discuss with the staff if there, what kind of activities we are going to do in Asia Pacific. Like as usual, we'll be, we may be holding their showcase of Aikawaloi LSs. So we'll see, and we'll keep you all updated as soon as the information will be in place. And of course, we always rely on our LSs to be actively involved in preparatory work during the meeting and before the meeting and during the meeting of ICANN, which holds in Asia Pacific. Any questions related to that? Unfortunately, I don't have any other updates at this point to give. But by the next meeting, I think that will be more. Sylvia, yes, I agree. That's why we put this now in our agenda, that we need to start some brainstorming. What can be done there? Is there any
necessary... The connection has been interrupted.
Have we lost Cyrinos?
Hello, Natalie, this is Sylvia. Can you hear us? We heard an interruption.
Yes, and I was in the chat. We're just dialing Cyrinos back.
No, yeah, we can hear you.
Give us a few seconds.
Okay.
Hi, this is Maureen. I was just wondering if Satish might want to start on his...
I'm back.
Oh, okay.
This is Cyrinos. I'm back. Sorry. Sorry for this technical issue. So just coming back to that, I agree that we need to start brainstorming on what activities we would like to hold in Hyderabad, and also I will be sending the information to our mailing list to see if what kind of activities we can have. So is there a need for capacity building? Is there a need for showcase? Is there a need for other activities or general assembly? So we'll come up with the information to our mailing list, and we invite all our LSs to come back with their input. Liana, you have the floor. Liana, are you muted? Okay, we'll come back to Liana. I think she lost the...
Bajanorti et kap nëntatvec. The connection has been interrupted.
Hi, well, this is Natalie from staff. The message you're hearing is when Cyrinos's line drops, it's the automatic provider's message. So we're just dialing out to her again quickly.
Natalie, Cheryl here, considering we can't hear Liana either, and she's also dialing in from Armenia, I'm assuming there may be some generic provider technicality issues at the moment that we need to be aware of. I've dropped out of the IC room.
This is Cyrinos. Okay,
Liana,
there might be some connectivity issues overall here, so... Yeah, Liana, you just wanted to info. That's good to know that deadline for fellowship program is May 27th. So we have only literally eight days to go. So please keep in mind that those who are interested should apply now for Asia-Pacific meeting. Thank you, Liana, for this input. Any other questions related to ICANN meeting in Asia-Pacific? We will come up with more updates for sure. And let's move to the next agenda item, engaging with ICANN. I would like to give the floor to Satish, who recently held a meeting with Government of India, and will provide the update from that meeting. Satish?
Thank you, Pranush. This is Satish here. I hope I am audible.
Yes, we can hear you, Satish.
Okay. So earlier this week, on Tuesday the 17th, the Government of India organized a session on engaging with ICANN, and this is before the announcement of the 57 relocation. So it was actually an event that the government thought they should organize, and it's the first time this is happening in India. We had the top officials of the Ministry of IT organizing it. Ram Mohan from the ICANN board was there. I was there, and then the ICANN person on at Delhi, Simran Gupta, is also there. There were about 80 participants from industry, civil society, academia, and so on. A very active session. There are a couple of aspects that come out of this meeting which is important to us. One is that the Government of India has expressed full support for any entity that wants to engage with ICANN in any level. So it is arising out of the government's, approval of the multi-stakeholder model that was actually made clear in the last ICANN meeting itself. So the other point is that we may be able to, for the Hyderabad meeting, there are certain opportunities that the support from the government actually provides us with. A couple of things I can think of is if there is anything that IPRELO would like as support from the Government of India at Hyderabad, we should ask. We should send a proposal, and whatever it is, even outreach, inreach, showcase, whatever it might be. The second thing that comes out of this is that the local ALSs could together put a proposal for their funding for attending this meeting, travel and accommodation. That also, I think we may be able to... we do not want to kind of utilize the fellowships, although maybe we should apply, but fellowships are more useful for outstation participants. So this is another opportunity which we may be able to utilize and leverage. So in summary, the Government of India was committed to encouraging entities in India to engage with ICANN even before Hyderabad was announced. And it provides us with an opportunity that we may be able to use at Hyderabad. Thank you.
Satish, thank you, really. Thank you very much. I think this is very important, this support coming from Government of India. And if there is any opportunity for some additional demand for our LSs coming from the government, that would really be appreciated. So I think that we will come back with more information when we go through already the detailed discussions with the staff, ICANN staff, and with the host. We'll be having more information, and if there is a potential support coming to ALSs, we, of course, will share with everyone. Thank you very much, Satish, for this information. And considering the fact that there is no ALS in Hyderabad, a lot of support will be expected from you as a local person from India coming and from our LSs who are based in India, so not in Hyderabad, but in India. So thank you very much. Any questions to that agenda item? I see Anupam is typing, but before we see what this question is, let's move to the next agenda item, which is Aturalo activities in June 2016. As you know, in June there is a Helsinki meeting, ICANN meeting in Helsinki, but as this is B meeting, the shortest one, so there will be only 4 days. We will not be having the opportunity to hold our monthly meeting there, and based on the timing which usually we have our monthly meetings, which is third Thursday, it will be 23rd of June. But by that time, the 4 members of our leadership team will be in China participating in Internet Forum in China. So, before that, we really need to be prepared for China meeting and for Helsinki meeting, and to finalize our strategy and come up with the planning for Asia Pacific. We came to the point that we probably will have difficulties to hold our monthly meeting in June, and we'll postpone it to July meeting. And for July meeting, we'll be ready to give our ALSs already the strict information related both Aturalo strategy, mentorship program, and preparation for Hyderabad meeting. So I would like the staff to note this as an action item that June monthly meeting in Aturalo will be postponed to July for our usual date for July. And we'll be sending this note to our LSs as well. I see Anupam posted the idea of joint proposal by LS in India to government is good. How many LSs we have in India? I think that we at least have 4, those whom I know, 6. Okay, so that is great. If those 6 LSs can come up with the joint proposal to the government of India, that really will be unique and it will be great. Satish, if I can ask you to send a note to LSs based in India with that suggestion and to involve all of them to that discussion process and to see what they come up with, that will be really great. Satish, is it possible? Okay, great. So we can put this as an action item as well, Satish, to connect with ALSs in India. And thank you, Anupam, for the great suggestion. I think this will be important for us to jointly come up with the proposal and to support as many ALSs in India, as many internet users coming to Hyderabad meeting as possible, and to show the importance of Asia Pacific also for the newcomers. Any questions related to this? If no, our next agenda item is individual members, and we have talked about this during our last meeting, and Maureen provided the update on the rules of procedure together with Cheryl on this. I just like to add here that we have a couple of observers. As we don't have the final rules of procedure for individual members, as we really have challenges to find out the proper way on individual members' involvement, especially when it comes to voting. So whenever the rules of procedures will be there, we involve individual members as Aturalo observers, and they are signed to Aturalo mailing list, and they keep an eye on what's going on in Asia Pacific. But and there is a wiki space, yes, Sylvia posted the link. And we'll have all the names of our observers with their contact information in this wiki space as well. So we have to know who are those observers, which we have, but they are full members of Aetoralo, and can they are subscribed to our mailing list, and they can come up with any ideas they think might be important for internet users in Asia Pacific. So I welcome all of them, and I see one of them, Sam Gondar, who actually is from ALS, from Pacific Islands, but also some kind of a newcomer to Aetoralo discussions. I welcome Sam to these discussions, and also welcome your input to what's going on. We have Maureen there who can be a real mentor for you to provide the information what generally we are doing in Aetoralo, but I'm happy to see more people from Pacific Islands joining us as well. Any questions on this issue? Yes, Maureen, thank you. Kasek Gandal is also new to Aetoralo meeting. Yes, Kasek, I'm not sure if I know where are you from. If you can just post in the Adobe Space where are you from, that would be great. And if you are interested to become an ALS or to be an observer in Aetoralo, just share with us. Okay, great. You are from Papua New Guinea. We just are in the process of getting new ALS from Papua New Guinea, so I welcome you to join that ALS as well and be a part of it. But welcome for the first time to our Aetoralo call. Any questions to that? If no, then I would like to give the floor to Sylvia to provide update on the recent Aetoralo Hub, APAC Hub Aetoralo webinar, which we held 2 days ago on DNS security and DNS abuse. Sylvia, please.
Thank you, Siranush. Yes, on Tuesday, the 17th of March, we held the 7th webinar in organization with APIC Hub on the DNS security and DNS abuse. And this was a follow-up of the previous webinar that we held back in July 2015 on the basic DNS and DNS ecosystem. This time we had a more intermediate level, so it provided more information about how, why it's important to keep the internet secure, stable, resilient, and it was also a presentation of a small case study on how DNS is being handled. We had two good speakers, great speakers. Santika is a regional SSR engagement manager with ICANN, and Kiki Sachs, apologies for the last name, is Giran Bankul of the information security specialist of the Electronic Government Agency of Thailand. Excellent speakers who gave us a great webinar. And this webinar had live captioning, and it was the second time that Aetoralo used the captioning facilities, which is a pilot that the at-large community is testing at the moment. So, and now we are beginning the organization of the next webinar, and as you know, it's now a bi-monthly webinar, and according to what Aetoralo has supplied us, their choices, and the next one will be in July, and it will be on the IANA transition update, where to go from here, and we will be reaching out to you and to also our colleagues within ICANN and to put together an agenda for the webinar in July. So that's my update. Thank you, Siranish.
Thank you, Sylvia. Cheryl, you have the floor.
Thank you very much, Siranush. Sylvia, this is something I was, Cheryl and Dan off the record, by the way, this is something I was sorely tempted to put in, to comment, etc., during the webinar on DNS security and DNS abuse. And I did appreciate the webinar and the webinar topic. But what I don't appreciate is if the simpler things of putting a pop quiz together where you have multiple answers and radio buttons instead of check boxes, therefore meaning that people cannot put more than one answer, and when people have been listening, they first of all would probably know that there was more than one correct answer. And so I think that the pop quiz is a negative as opposed to any form of positive this time round. We need to check, I mean, it's simple enough, but I think we need to have staff responsible to check that the type of question format is suitable to the presenter's questions and answers. It seems very simple, but I, for one, basically threw my hands in the air and went, you know, darn this for a joke. I'm not going to play anymore, and didn't respond to any of the questions. And that's a shame, because I would suggest that someone who was unsure about the answers would have been feeling confused and confounded rather than reinforced and rewarded, and I thought we were aiming for the latter, not the former. Simple fix, just let's make sure it happens. Thank you.
Thank you, Sharon, and have noted your point. Yes. Thank you, Sylvia, for the update as well. And yes, I would like to stress once again that captioning facilities were used and already for second time for APRALO webinars, APAC Hub APRALO webinars, and this is important for Asia-Pacific, particularly as English is not the first language, is not native language for many of us here, so if not all of us. So it's important to follow up discussions while having these captioning facilities. And thanks, staff, for making this happen for those webinars. I also know that Kelvin is not here, but would like to share my appreciation to APAC Hub and the staff in Singapore with helping and their support to APRALO for these capacity building webinars and the series of them. And as Sylvia mentioned, the next one will be in July. So looking forward to the next APAC Hub APRALO webinar. And all those information are really important. To follow up with those who are not able to participate in webinars, they can go back to the state, and Natalie posted also the link to webinar state. You can go to Wikispace to find out hear the recordings and PowerPoint discussions which were taking place during our webinars. I just want our newcomers, so-called newcomers for this APRALO May meeting, Tasek, Will, and Sam, to make sure that you are subscribed to first APRALO mailing list. I know Sam is already subscribed, but all of you just make sure that you are subscribed to our mailing list and you have access to Wikispace. If you have challenges with that, please send an email to Sylvia. Sylvia, I can ask you to give your email address in chat space. That would be really great. And if you have challenges with visiting our wiki spaces or have challenges to finding out any information there, I know it is sometimes very complicated, feel free to send an email to any of us and to particularly Sylvia from staff, who is always a huge support for all of you. Thanks, Sylvia. Any questions on APRALO APAC Hub webinar? If there is no question, so we have only one last agenda item, AOB. This is the place where anyone can say anything and to add. Yes, Anupam, please. You have the floor.
Hi, Firanush, am I audible?
Yes, Anupam, we can hear you well.
Hi, this is Anupam for the records. Just to update that we are planning an event in the month of June from our ALS wherein we are working on a project with IKEA. So as part of that project, we are going to a university campus. We will be doing an awareness session on ICANN and also on our ALS. And then based on certain pre-selected topics related to internet governance, there will be a small page which will be created for putting up the topics, and then the community will try to edit the page along with the instructions how to edit and wiki and all. So this is a project we are targeting in the first or second week of June next month.
Excellent, excellent, Anupam, and thanks for sharing this information. If you can also send this to our mailing list to all other people who were not able to be in this call, this is great to know. We really need those updates coming from ALSs and being posted in Iturralo outreach calendar. This helps us also to know what our ALS is doing in their local community, and this is important to really keep us on the loop for the whole region. So thank you very much. And any other intervention? Just for newcomers as well, we were talking about outreach calendar. Iturralo has the outreach calendar. If Sylvia, I can ask you to post the link to that, that would be great. And we usually ask ALSs to provide input and those who have the problem to enter directly into the space, they can send the information to any of us or through mailing list, and we can post this on your behalf in that calendar. But this is great also. It is in concert with our strategy as well. So the next year's strategy will also involve these local events. So this is important to continue this, using this Iturralo outreach calendar. Cheryl, you have the floor.
Helps if I come off mute. Thank you very much, Sirenosh. Cheryl Langdon, off the record. I just put my hand up briefly because it struck me as Anupam was giving us that background on the great work his ALS is doing. If we had some at-large structures that would like to do something in terms of online outreach, et cetera, but they just feel a little bit hesitant because of resourcing or tools, if the topic they're looking at, if the matter they're discussing has relevance to the work of ICANN, we can always work with the hub or directly with Heidi to facilitate things like the use of Adobe Connect rooms and that sort of stuff. So it may make the difference between an ALS deciding to do one type of event and deciding to do an event which has greater reach. And I just wanted to put that to the record.
Thank you, Cheryl. If staff can take note of that as well, that would be great. And thanks, Natalie, for sharing outreach calendar. Any other intervention for this call? If no, then I would like to thank everyone for your active participation. I think this is really very important and fruitful meeting. I also would like to the staff to note as well that Cheryl expressed her willingness to support in mentorship program, which is really great, and we rely on Cheryl for with her experience and with her mentorship to many newcomers in from not only Iturralo but all other Rallos. So thank you, Cheryl, for your help and your willingness to support. And many of you know that Cheryl also is my mentor to come to Iturralo, so we are in good hands. So thank you very much, Cheryl. And thank you, everyone. If there is no any other information to be added by you, I'd like to thank everyone for participation and thank also staff and for your help. Thank you very much. And see you in Hyderabad in person.
Thanks, everyone. Thanks, Sharanush. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Thank you very much. We now stop the recordings. This concludes today's call. Have a lovely remainder of your day or evening. Goodbye.